Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Comic-Con Stars. This is Dr. John, and I'll tell you what, we've got a blast tonight. We've got a wonderful show, great hosts, great guests. So just wanted to say hello to everybody. And
you say that every week.
You're right, Papa Stroh. I say that every week. But anyway,
I'm breaking the fourth wall. I'm sorry.
You going tonight? What?
blessed to be here. It's always a pleasure being at the Comic-Con Stars with Dr. John. Dr. John's a really awesome guy. He's great. I can't say enough. Thank you for everything you do. I mean, you're such a pleasure to know as a friend. As a co-host of this podcast, it's really always a pleasure to be here each and every week. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. David Atwell, writer at large.
What?
How are you doing tonight?
What's going on? Yeah, I was running a little late to the show, providing tech support
as
for
usual.
My folks. Yeah, and... You know, it's funny. My folks are fantastic, and I am the luckiest guy on the planet for having them as my folks. But trying
awesome.
To explain to them how to change their password on Facebook is holy
Boy.
Smokes, man! It's something to behold, and it's another
hey,
one of
hey,
those ones that. Oh, what's that?
Hey, Dave, have a drink on me.
Yeah. No kidding. You know, people put a GoPro camera on their helmets when they're skydiving or they put it on their helmets when they're out motorcycling and all that kind of jazz. I've always said if you want some real life stuff, put one on your head when you call your folks and try to explain to them more technical issues and everything. And, it's comedy, but, you know, God bless them, because I'm going to be there one day, and I could already picture my son on the phone with me, and I'm going, what do you mean, orange button? Dad, the orange button on the right. On the right? No, on the left. I said on the right. No. So,
yeah, the other right.
Yeah, the other right. Military right. But
yeah, we'll be just like the old people on the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. They had Christmas dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll totally be like those guys.
Absolutely. I don't see why not. So, like I said, good times. Wouldn't trade for the world.
Wonderful. Dave, thanks for that preview of your future. We're always glad to have you. Todd Saxon, your first night as a Comic-Con star host. Glad to have you with us. And you're on the road, aren't you?
I am definitely on the road. I'm sitting here in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm doing a remain overnight at my two Marines that adopted me as pops. I met Kyle and Stephanie's, and I got to see their child for the first time, my pseudo grandchild, Cameron. And it's been a long day, been on the road since 3:15 this morning, but there's no place I'd rather be than between there and here on the air with the Comic-Con Stars, guys.
I'm glad to hear you made it well, man.
Glad you're safe. Yeah, and you sound just like Lee Marshall from On the Road. We used to the WCW On the Road stuff for Lee Marshall every week from WCW, like Nitros and Saturday Night. And it sounds like On the Road with Lee Marshall. And Lee Marshall's always going somewhere on the road, and he would correspond from where he was at. So it's really cool.
Well, speaking of correspondent from where I'm at, did you guys see the pictures from the Only Mothman Museum?
Yeah, I saw that. Oh, that was great. So how did you manage to stick your head in there, or did you just drive by it?
Right. I stuck my head in there. In fact, I got some contact info. I'm going to send Dr. John the figure that can't hurt. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pour some gas on that particular fire.
That's evil genius, man. Evil genius. I love it.
We'll never see John again.
That's what I do. What I do.
But anyway,
he'll be flying off with Mothman.
Well, it ain't the lizard man.
Not all Mothman. Yep. And all I got to say is we are glad to have Todd now as a host of Comic-Con Stars with Dave, Papa Strode, Greg Bowe, and everybody. And, you know, Todd has been such a wonderful friend of ours, and it's time to have him as part of the crew. So, again, Todd, thank
Absolutely.
You for being here. And now we have some wonderful guests. These guests came to us courtesy of Lizard Man. Now, the first person that I want to introduce is Lorette Love. Lorette, how are you doing tonight?
I'm great. You guys are so much fun. I'm just loving it.
Well, thank you.
Good to have you on tonight.
Lorette Love. I love that name. Lorette
and
Love.
It's real. This is my real name. So.
That's awesome.
We kind of talk a lot.
Very cool.
And we're so glad to have you here. You called me up, it was a couple of weeks ago, and said, I'm a film producer, and I'm very interested in The Lizard Man. Of course, I'm tied to The Lizard Man, but you were so interested in it, and we started talking, and I said, this lady needs to be on the show. So first of all, and you have a guest with you, but first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and why we were talking. You know, some of the stuff that you and I have talked about on the phone. But tell us a little bit about why you're here. And we're excited that you are. Because what do you love about Lizard Man?
Okay. Well, I have a company. We just launched it in January. So it's brand new, called Encrypted Entertainment. You can find it at encryptedentertainment.net. We write, package, and produce film and TV content. Most of the projects are in the writing and packaging right now because, as I said, we just started in January. We've hooked up with a few much bigger entities in the film world than we are. We have two executive producers that have produced over 100 films with major stars, and actually we have two projects right now, a TV series and a feature film at Cannes, which is a huge thing for us, so we're really excited about that.
That's a big deal festival.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's a sales market as well. A lot of people don't realize that a lot of films or TV projects are brought there to sell, not just ones that are already filmed and in the can to show. But it's the one of the world's biggest only, it may be the largest with, I don't know if David knows, with the American film market. Either first or second to that. So it's a huge deal for our first year to have two projects there. And then we have another project with Gregory Martin, who's going to direct and produce it. And he won, I believe, 5 Emmys this year for daytime Emmys. He's a Emmy-winning director. So, and then another person on our team was a CFO for Paramount for many years. And when he retired from there, he decided to do other projects, and he's working with us on a couple of things. So we're surrounding ourselves with, you know, people who have been established for a long time. Both David and I have dabbled, I guess, in producing and writing for many years. I worked with Joseph Ackerman, who was the executive producer for Ernest Saves Christmas, fun movie. And I took classes at UCLA for film and TV and things like that. But my life sort of brought me in other places. You know how that does that and how life
right.
does that. And yeah, so anyway, Encrypted Entertainment is has a good future. We have a very eclectic slate of genres and budgets that we're working on, which sort of brought me around to Lizard Man. I decided I wanted to do sort of creature feature type, a couple of scripts for creature films, not really like the gory, you know, type of horror, but more psychological, you know, character-based thrillers
with
a creature.
Nice.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. sort of, and so like with maybe a budget of anywhere between, you know, 500 to 600,000 all the way up to 2 million maybe. That's the price, that's the budget we're looking at. I'm talking like a producer, sorry, but I mean, that's sort of what we were looking at, doing a creature film in that budget range, that genre. And I was, you know, looking all over the internet, and I love Creature from the Black Lagoon, and I love The Blob. So
those are my
two favorite.
Great reference points.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you're speaking my language.
So I was looking all over, researching all over the internet, but because I wanted to do something different, I'm in California, so like Bigfoot, yeah, I could have researched that and all that. But when I saw Lizard Man, I went, oh my gosh, this is it. This is what I want to do. And it didn't take me
long
to find
too.
John.
You got
yeah,
it.
It didn't take me long to find John, and I called him. And, you know, I just put some thoughts out there to him, and we've talked about it. And he said, well, you know, we're going to have the festival. And I thought this festival went on for years and years, and then he told me, no, this is the first one, so it's special. And I actually already had plans. I already had a vacation planned, actually. And, you know, I thought about it, and I said, you know what, I'm gonna change my plans and go to this festival, because I want to interview people. I want to see the locations. You know, I want to, even though it's a fiction, you know, film, I want to get as much, you know, truth into it as possible, and talk to as many people as I can. So that's sort of how this whole thing came about, with Lizard Man and meeting John and being on the show.
Good stuff.
And the point is,
awesome. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Todd.
Oh, just good stuff indeed.
Absolutely. And Laurette, you and I talked. You're very interested in trying to do a project based on the Lizard Man, which I think is wonderful. Lizard Man is it's kind of a cryptid that has not had its day yet, but I think a lot of people, based on our event here, are going to be excited about Lizard Man, and I think he's going to get his due, because he's a pretty cool guy. He was out there in 1988 to 1990. He scared a lot of people. He did a lot of things, whatever that means. And I think Lizard Man deserves his day. So on June 8th, 9th, and 10th, we'll be doing that. Now, Laurette, we are pleased that not only have you come on, but you have brought a guest with you. Tell us and introduce us to your guest. Is that okay?
Sure. So David Redding is one of my partners in Encrypted Entertainment. And he is a co-writer with me on many projects I've done, and he's done with me. And he's also an actor. He's a radio personality. And David Redding.
Hey, David, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how are we all doing? Mr. Redding,
good. How
you doing, sir?
Hey, great to have you,
well.
Brother.
Absolutely.
No, thank you. I think we're gonna have a little issue with the Davids. You know, we got too many Davids on the show.
No, we've got we
took the words right out of my mouth.
Great, David.
That's awesome. Davomania.
Right, this is Dr. John. Why in the heck are you here? Why are you working with Laurette? What do you love about cryptids? Give us the whole story.
Well, first off, I ask myself that every day. You know, I love Laurette, but I do ask myself that. It all started when I moved to, there's a California resort town. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it. It's Big Bear Lake, California. It's a mountain town.
Right on.
And so I moved up there, and I answered this ad for the local paper up there. They were asking for actors, volunteer actors, to work for this local PBS television show that they're going to film up there. And I said, well, why not? And that why not? Yeah. 18 years later, now I'm on the, you know, I'm on a radio show with you. And so it went from, it was just funny how everything escalated. I went from being a volunteer actor to writer. I started acting in television shows, and then I did radio, and a lot of this all stemmed from just answering this ad in Big Bear, California, looking for volunteer actors back, and I think it was 1999 or 2000. It's been a wild ride for the last 18 years.
Very nice.
Yeah. That show is called Paradise Lake, and we actually we had like over 100 people working on that as volunteers, right, David? Like 100 people at least.
At least, yes.
And Big Bear loved the show. They loved it. It was done before all the vampire shows were out there. I think Lost Boys had been out there before that, and that was about it. And it was a show about paranormal. What was the log line? A beautiful resort town hides secrets of ancient treasure and paranormal activity. So that was what the show was. And many years later, like people up in Big Bear after we moved, people were asking about it. And so David and I actually rewrote it, revamped it, and it's in someone's hands right now, let's say. So that's another TV series that that has cryptids in it. I mean, if you want to call werewolves and vampires cryptids, it has that. And it has a treasure story, so it's really fun.
You know, I was getting ready to say, you know, you had a really a great success with the PBS thing, because when I tried to get cast for PBS a long time ago, they thought I was a character from Sesame Street, so I didn't quite pan out. So that's great. That's a great story. That's awesome.
Well, and David was on a great TV show called Deadwood. He was the bartender on Deadwood.
Nice.
Out of here.
Well, that rocks indeed.
Kid, yeah, that was, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was a good 3 years of my life, you know, which was fun.
That was my
I actually lived there more than I did at home, and so it was a lot of fun for 3 years.
Well, if you're able to work with Ian McShane, I imagine that was a blast.
Oh, he was my favorite. Ian McShane was one of my favorite people. He kind of like. It was one of those taking me under the wing type things where he was, you know, he showed me a lot of things. He's one of the greatest people on the planet. I have nothing bad to say about him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was a great series. The third season kind of started taking an odd turn to it, but I'll tell you, the first two, if you can't get hooked off of the first two episodes and just not watching it, that was unfortunate that it ended after three seasons, because, you know, of course, leave it to me to be a sucker for the Frontier stuff. But, yeah, that was an excellent, excellent series.
That's what
I
was
know.
The last birthday
I enjoyed
cake.
It.
I'm doing the last birthday cake. I'm so old, so my birthday cake looks like a prairie fire now.
Get all the candles out here. Yeah. Just seen mine.
Right.
Oh, it's all good. Yeah, we've got it's really interesting having our guests from California, because you're both from California, right, Lorette?
Yes. I'm in San Francisco. David's in SoCal. I go back and forth between Cal and SoCal all the time. Yeah.
My weather is better.
Yeah, I want to be down there.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, Day. Actually, we'll start with Lorette, ladies first. What projects are you working on, and why do you love your projects? Is that an okay question, Lorette?
Sure. Well, obviously, I'm researching The Lizard Man, so I'm in that research mode for that one. I'm also in the research mode for another cryptid, sort of 50s retro. So it's going to take place in the 50s, sort of like a fun family creature feature type thing. I think that will be interesting. We have, a lot of different things that are going on. I mean, we have scripts called, the first one is called The Encrypted 3 that David and I are working on. Second one is The Grail Lords. And the third one is Antarctica. So,
Grail Lords. Ooh, tell us about Antarctica real quickly.
Okay. So that one, we just started writing, and it, as you can imagine, there's a lot of things going on in Antarctica, at least in our minds, right? So, it's going to have like UFOs, it's going to have Nazis, you know, there. It's going to have, what else, David? I'm having a brain freeze. Just a lot of things. And then we have the same characters in all three projects. Encrypted actually is the one that went to Cannes. And The Grail Lords. So we have the same characters, and they're like action-adventure hero-type people. And so they're going to go to Antarctica, and they're looking for something there. They're looking for the Ring of Cain. And that's about all I'm going to say, because I don't want to give too much away.
Now you got to understand on my side. You got to understand on my side on this. She tells me this and says, so, Dave, we're going to go write this. And you got to see my eyes going, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
Well, the research alone, when you're digging for, you know, any type of information and everything, it's amazing. Yeah, have you ever had one of those moments where, like, you've read like 5-6 hours worth of Lizard Man information? You walk up to somebody who you consider close, and you're going, "Hey, did you realize that the Lizard Man X, Y, and Z?" And they give you that real blank stare.
Yep,
I get it all. I get it all the time. You know, I was writing the Jack the Ripper book, you know, I'm telling my wife, "Hey, did you know the Ripper?" And she's like, "I don't need to know this." I was like, "All right, really don't get it." It's called research, you know. I always said if the FBI got a hold of my files in the computer, it'd be curtains. Because of all
darn,
stuff
Dave, that sounds like, I was just thinking that sounds like everyday married life, Dave.
Uh-oh.
Especially in my case with blank stare.
Been there, brother.
Yeah, I was just been like, there doing that, right?
Yep.
At least they're kind of listening. If Gene Simmons wasn't a Lizard Man with that tongue, goodness gracious. I'm kidding. He may be a similar, he may be a distant cousin of the Lizard Man, you know. I have to do a ancestry.com on Gene Simmons and find the Lizard Man somewhere in there. Well, he might be the leader, for all we know.
He might be a Lizard, yes.
Well, think about it. Gene wears makeup, so how do you know he's not the Lizard Man?
That's right.
Like we mentioned earlier, right? The creature from the Black Lagoon, you know.
See, I've always thought there needs to be a comedy movie about the Lizard Man put together and have Cheech and Chong star in it and just call it The Lizard Man.
As much green as they take in, you know they got to be lizards. You know
absolutely. I mean, they already turn into lizard and up in smoke, but, I mean, we can go with The Mothman, right? But it'd have to be called The Mothman.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Commas are very important.
Are we going to shed this subject?
We can.
Just
why,
saying.
Todd?
Sounds like, that we're already rolling
I don't know.
Up.
I was just throwing it out there.
rolling up in the put him in the pipe and smoke it, they might say. Dave's not here, man.
Dave's not here, man.
Actually, it's Todd that's not there anymore.
Yeah, you've disappeared, right? Yeah, you're never truly gone, man.
And just know we're proud to have all of you. It's a lot of fun. And Dave, yeah, you've had some interesting thoughts. Where do you see everything going after the next couple weeks or months?
It's one of those where it's trying to be down to earth. You know, you got so many things. You know, it's always feast or famine. Everything going on all at the same time, or not. And we're at the point to where everything's happening, you know, all at the same time, and we have so many things going on in so many different directions that it's hard to keep up, but it's a good thing. And trying to, you know, stay level-headed, keep your nose to the ground, and just trying to, you know, sit back and it's hard to sit back and wait. You know, it really is when it's, you know, hurry up and wait. It doesn't matter where you're at. It's always hurry up and wait. But it's keeping yourself busy and occupied.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have so many.
Well, you don't want to lose your steam, you know, once you get rolling.
And that's what we're doing, is we're keeping that going. And so Lorette's got a bunch of her, you know, her projects. We're rewriting this. We're doing this. We're going over the. Yeah, we got everything going on all at the same time. So it is. It's a lot of fun. I look forward to my, you know, my time off, my 2 hours I have a week, and it's good. Everything is going well.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really good to hear.
I forgot to mention also that your show is Comic Con, right?
That's what we call it.
Yes.
Well, my we have a comic book that was at Comic Con International 2 years. So that was a huge, amazing, fun thing to have
Yep. Congratulations. It's all good. So, you know, glad to have you on here. It's just a wonderful personality, Lynette. It is also a potential winner.
A winner?
Yep. If that wins the, maybe I misunderstood, but I thought there was an event or a competition to win with that.
No. What happens is a certain amount of comic books from like small presses are allowed to bring their comic books in, and it's a very difficult process to get in. I was in for a couple years. I was not in last year or this year for personal reasons. My mom was very sick and passed away last year, so I didn't. Thanks. So I just didn't have another issue out. But anyway, that's another thing that Encrypted Entertainment does. We're going to be doing other comic books too. So
that's great.
Well, good.
I think we also have a YouTube thing coming up too, right, Lorette?
YouTube channel, yeah.
Wow, tell us about that.
Go ahead, David.
Oh no, that's all you, Lorette. I just.
Okay.
No,
all right. It will be. it's a channel that will probably be coming out at the end of the year, and it's like our radio show that we had a few years ago. like unexplained mysteries, treasure stories, cryptids we'll have in there. We'll be having you guys on our show.
Great.
Good. See, yeah. this is the odd thing. We were doing the podcast for a while, and this is the first time for me to be on the interviewee side. And so it's kind of a different thing for me being on this side, because I'm usually the one doing the interviewing. And so, getting back on board is going to be kind of fun when we start. I think we're slated, fall sometime to start that back up. It, it just depends. I think we're still, right, Lorette, we're still slated for the fall?
Yeah, probably late fall.
Yeah, so it's going to be quite interesting.
That's awesome.
Wow, it sounds like it is for sure.
And again, this is adding into one of the many things, that are going on. And like I said, I'm looking forward to my 2 hours a week off. So, yes.
Nice. Now, Lorette, does he really take 2 hours a week off, or is he working as hard?
No, she can't answer that question because she does not allow me to have 2 hours off.
Literally, we sometimes have script meetings, because I'm up in NorCal and he's in SoCal. We have script meetings on the phone sometimes that go like 5 hours, just because we have to structure something or talk about a character's motive, or it's pretty complicated sometimes.
Mm. Love a script.
And then you actually write it.
and she is not making up the 5 hours. That actually happens.
Wow.
Well, the book business isn't a whole lot different because you can get on the horn with your publisher or your cover artist or something like that, and next thing you know, it's 2 in the morning. And,
right.
And especially if your cover guys over there in California like you guys are, I call, and for him it's, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. For me, it's, midnight. And he's like, all right, man, well, let me go ahead and get dinner. And I'm like, well, let me get to bed.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, those time zones will kill you.
Oh, I believe it.
Lorette, I'm just telling you, Lorette, if you move to the East Coast, we're done. I'm not writing with you.
I can see you guys come over to the East Coast at the Lizard Man Festival, right, and having dinner. It'd be just like Bobby Boucher and his family at the Waterboy movie. And they're getting ready to eat the snake. The big python. Like, which part of the snake you're eating? And the mama says, if I'm guessing, it's his knee.
Wow.
Nice. Well, hey, guys, honestly, the whole film festival there in France, that's huge. I really want to hear more about that.
I appreciate
more.
Because... Yeah, I want to hear more about that too.
Yeah, we're waiting to hear from our couple of executive producers took our things there, and I'm sure they'll be calling us in a couple days. So yeah, it's exciting. It's very, very exciting.
Yeah, because that's not everybody that gets stuff there.
Right.
Yeah, it is actually, the word is surreal at this moment. And so trying to, like I was saying earlier, is just keeping a level head, trying to just, getting things done and just not letting that play our lives. And, so we're just keep doing what we're doing.
Right.
Right. Keep working on new projects. And, yeah.
Yeah, wow. You always got to be moving those eggs around and not putting them in one basket, because I've learned the most unexpected stuff can happen between people just throwing up their hands. I mean, and I don't know about you guys, but I've ran into so many people that call you up on a Monday with this raging idea, and you sit up for the next 48 hours jotting stuff down and writing stuff and coming up with ideas, and you call them back on a Wednesday, and they're going, yeah, man, wouldn't I tell you that? So, I mean, you've definitely got to keep your eggs moving around the baskets. And then, of course, you got to – and the funny thing is about success is that, I don't know about you guys, but the minute something good happens, I start stealing myself for when something bad happens. It's almost kind of takes the wind out of some good news. But in the entertainment industry, you've almost got to do it. There is just so much, for us, I mean, you know, you go in the morning, you clock in, you do your part, you go home, and you talk about how mundane and boring your job is. On the flip side, when you're doing any type of writing or movie producing, television, that kind of stuff, anything entertainment wise, it's a roller coaster. Even the simplest things sometimes can cause a frazzle. So, yeah, good luck to you guys doing all that. And, I mean, just hoping the best for you, because that right there is big. When you start heading to other continents and getting in on that, that's – you're no longer in the pond, if you understand my meaning.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that international unreal. Audience. You know what I mean? That international audience, it's the way to go, really.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we appreciate it. I agree. The entertainment industry is really cutthroat. It's very precarious. Never try to you know, pay your rent or mortgage on it, because you can't.
That is for certain.
You know, it could take a long time to get there, and then even when you do, something could happen and you don't get paid for 2 years.
Salute to that.
Many years ago, like probably 20 years ago, I had a script that I wrote. It was a mystery, and my brother and I packaged it. My brother went to UCLA for directing, and my brother packaged it for me. And, I believe it was Paramount actually that gave it a green light. Jack Wagner was attached, I think. I'm not sure who else was attached, but I know he was. It was a $5 million film, and even then that was low budget. And we got a green light. And the way that they fund films, the studios fund films, is they give you they divide it in thirds. They give you one third for development, one third for principal photography, which is production, filming it, and then the last third for editing. It doesn't include P&A, prints and advertising. But anyway, we were like 2 weeks away from getting the first installment of, you know, the development money. And the executive that picked it up, position directors, he was axed. He was, you know, fired. And so everything on his desk, including my script, was off the table. If it hadn't received first funding, then it's off the table. If it had, you know, received first funding, then it would still go and another executive would have taken over. But so, like, I was 2 weeks away from that happening. So things like that happen all the time. And that's why I just tell everybody who wants to do this, keep doing new projects. You research, you write, you package it if you're packaging it yourself, or you give it to another producer to package it, and then you go on to your next writing if you're a writer. And that's what David and I do. We're just constantly coming up with new material and packaging it and giving it to someone else, and then they go sell it.
Awesome.
and luckily we have amazing people working with us. That's the big thing, is we were able to attract some big players that could bring it to Cannes. They're I can't say their names, but they have done a lot of things. And so when you can attract those kind of people with a good script, that's like your entree. But psychologically and physically on a day-to-day basis, I don't even think about those anymore. Yeah, I'm excited and fun, having fun with it being there, but I concentrate on this, what I'm writing now, what am I developing now, and that's sort of how you do it. It's on your laurels, just going, oh, I hope that one thing, like one of you was saying, you don't just have one egg in the basket. You keep on putting content out, and I think that's the recipe for success in the long run,
No, you have no idea how impressive I think that is, especially when you've given us the backstory of how you got kicked down low.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sitting there, you're doing it, you persevered, and my opinion, that's a massive victory that you guys have accomplished to get your stuff there to Cannes, and I wish you the best. I think that's massive.
Thank you. We're excited, and like I said, we're moving on. I'm going to be seeing you guys at Lizard Man Festival, and I'm super excited about it. I can't wait. I think it's going to be a great injection of excitement for what I'm going to be writing with David. David, are you writing it with me, or are you script consultant? I don't know on this project.
We have so many scripts going on right now. I don't know which one you're talking about.
The Lizard Man, the one that we're talking about for this show.
Oh yeah, yeah, that one. Yes, yes, I'm on board. I'm sorry when I was going. when we're talking about the many different things going on, I'm confused. I only have 2 hours a week on my time off. So yes, we will be together. We'll be together putting these things out, and so yes. And I do understand what you were just getting at about the whole, with everything happening and all that stuff. The problem I have is after being hit down so many times is I know Lorette will attest to this is, she I don't get excited as much as I should. And big things happen. It's one of those where it's like, oh, that's great, and. Where everybody else
right.
is cheering and jumping up, and I'm just like, okay, cool, let's just keep this going, because I don't want this to fail. And so my thing is like, hey, cheering will be for later. Let's keep going. And so, yes, there's a lot of times where I can run into the backside of that, where I'm just – I seem like I'm the Debbie Downer, when in reality I'm excited, but yes.
More of a defense mechanism.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you'll be on a bridge twice a week looking down, and it's and to be honest with you, with my experience, my three books at one time, I was, ranked like 3, 4, and 8 on the top 10 of my category in Amazon. And,
cool.
Every
Congrats.
Day – yeah, and it was great. I appreciate it. And, the excitement. And here I was, a new writer, and, been doing it for like a year and a half, and your heart beating in your chest, and you're checking your sales rankings 100 times a day and everything. Well, then
yep.
you go to your mailbox, you check your PayPal, you don't see anything, and you know what you're looking for, right?
A night in FedEx, huh?
Yeah.
Like you did in Atlanta. Oh, good Lord. They would fire people. They FedEx a pink slip, You look in your future endeavors.
Let them go.
Great stuff.
Well, what happens, though, was that it got to the point with me where the thing that was creating all my excitement was the thing I started to avoid, because I had to start telling myself, okay, the checks aren't coming. Something is amiss with this publishing company. You know, though you wanted to look at it and you want to get excited, you told yourself there's nothing to get excited about because money isn't there. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you definitely got to steel yourself, and there's a fine line between squeezing all the happiness out of it and actually having a thick skin. So, yeah, it's I mean, when somebody else gets interested in your work, it's
there's
tough.
Your song, John, Just the Two of Us. For Lizard Man.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
You ain't
done.
We can do
it on Tuesday nights.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes. Awesome.
That's bloody great.
I'll drink to that.
Well, that's why I really think that when you're a writer or a filmmaker or anything in the arts, a painter, anything like that, you have to do it because you love it.
Right.
And the journey of doing it is your pay. If you get paid for it with monetary thing, then that's cream, right? But
Right.
You can't, you know, you have to have like a regular job until you really make it in a serious way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if you have
right.
a hit movie, that movie could be your only hit movie, you know, and, you know,
make sure
you may
good.
Get, and you may, you know, you may get a couple $100,000 2 years from now for it, even if it does well. I mean, by the time they divide up all the money to all the investors and all the everybody's, you know, the money part is not as glamorous as people think.
I
say you do it because you love it. You have fun in the journey of it, and you take care of yourself and your family another way, not that way. And you have fun with it. And that's the way I've always looked at it. You know, to me, I don't want to be disappointed if it doesn't make money. I want to have fun doing it and, you know, living
right.
it. And that's how I live.
And this is where Lorette comes up to me. That's right. This is where Lorette comes to me after that speech. She comes up to me and says, Dave, let's go write it. And that's what we do.
Yeah.
You got it.
But you got to keep your lights on one way or another. It's
absolutely.
You know, if you want to live in the back seat of your car, that's fine. But when you've got a family and you got a home and everything else, you have got to keep the lights on. And that's the hidden side of it that, you know, and going to cons and that kind of stuff, folks don't, you know, really do the mathematics because they get so ate up in the excitement over it and they don't realize the economics behind it. And, you know, I know the first couple shows I did, you know, you go and you spend, you know, $150 two nights, that's $300 for lodging, and then you eat, you know, there's another $150, and then you sit down, you're going, okay, well, I sell my books for $10 a piece. I pay $750 a piece for them, so I'm making two. So I need to sell 112,000 books in the next 2 days to break even.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! And you know, Comic-Con, the hotel rooms are about $350 on the low side.
Yes.
It costs about $1,000 to get in. You know, then you publish your own comic book and blah 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 blah. Yeah, it's really expensive. That's why you have to love it first. And the business side of it is second, because you know, it's where you're putting your the time in the precious moments of your life, and
mm-hmm.
And that's the way I see it, you know. And that's why I changed my plans for a vacation and am going to Lizard Man, because that that's what excites me. That's what, you know, writing this next script excites me. It's fun, you know, and and it's going to be, I think it's going to be a fun project, and I'm really, really appreciative to you guys for putting this together, and hopefully I'll get to meet all of you there.
You get a vacation,
Laura? Yeah. Yeah, first one in like 15 years, and I changed it.
Hey, I got a joke for you guys. What do you call Elizabeth Mann on Jenny Craig?
Oh, my goodness. What?
A then Lizzie.
Wow.
Awesome.
These are one of those times you sit back and you say, I love my job.
Yeah, <where he's>
That's pretty spectacular.
Just throwing it out there.
Just
throwing it out there.
Yeah, we like that. But I'll tell you what, we've got some great guests. They've got some good things going on. And now, Laurette, you and I talked a little bit about what you intend to do when you come to the Lizard Man Festival. Do you mind sharing that with everyone?
Okay, sure. You mean as far as that I'd love to interview people?
Yes.
I would love anybody who has a story about Lizard Man, has seen anything about it, heard anything about it, anybody with any info, I'd love to meet with you when I'm there. I'll be there all 3 days. So definitely that's like why I'm going, number one is I want to meet with people and talk to you about, anything that you've heard or seen regarding Lizard Man, and also other paranormal things. I'm really interested in UFOs, any other cryptids, any psychic abilities surrounding it, like did anyone experience any psychic, phenomenon when they, saw Lizard Man or after they saw it?
I'll get on National Enquirer right away.
any of those things. I mean, a lot of cryptids are seen, in conjunction with UFOs or UFO activity before or after that. I know up in Pennsylvania they have a lot of that.
Yeah, that's how they roll in PA, I'm telling you.
So, any of that.
That's where the co-host for the podcast I do Thursday nights is from, Brady Hicks. Hi, Brady. Love you.
You're
disclaimer.
The best, Rob. You are. So, Rob, before you go, because we know you've got a table read tonight with Dusk, what are some of the things that you're working on right now that we can take a look at sooner than later on internet television?
Check out the Dusk series, the Supernatural series, the next live episode. It's like live theater, actually, on social media. And the next show will be this Sunday at noon. And also have After Dusk, a talk show with the cast, talking about the story and episodes. I have four at both the 12 noon live episode and the After Dusk talk show at 4 will be on their Facebook page, facebook.com/DuskSeries, D-U-S-K series. And I portray the chief in the series, who's actually the new Grim Reaper representing death in the series. But the end of the vampires, werewolves, all the supernatural phenomena, it's a pretty cool series to check out, a pretty good story. I'm also in the music video that just popped off a few weeks ago with a band, So It Begins, called Retaliation. It's her remake of the Punisher film, in which I portray the John Travolta villain role in the film, in the music video. And you can check it out on YouTube. Just go type in the search, So It Begins Retaliation, which is the name of their single, and you'll see a video.
And I got two films coming out, one with C. Thomas Howell, The Rack Pack, and the other is called Sacred Hearts. It's a Christian-based film. So, yeah, be looking out for those things on social media and theaters coming up. Also, the film documentary, on myself, yours truly, Papa Stroh, is hitting international film festivals across the country this month. Actually, I think it's this Saturday. It's hitting Adrian, Michigan, at the Adrian International Film Festival. And it's entitled The Maestro. But I'll be looking out for that if it's in your neck of the woods across the country. And big thank you to Green Hero Films for putting that together. Those guys are awesome. And thank you guys for your support. Much appreciated.
Big love, brother.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. Love y'all.
I'm sorry, it's Dr. John. Just say that again because it kind of bleeped out a little bit.
Which part?
The last thing that you said, because it kind of bleeped out, and I wanted everyone to hear it. It sounded good. So,
was it about the film documentary?
Yes.
Yes, it's playing, I believe, this Saturday at the Adrian International Film Festival in Adrian, Michigan, and it's going to be hitting film festivals in film festivals across the country, and it's culminating, I think, this fall at the Cucullorus International Film Festival in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Cool.
And,
Cucullorus, that's in November, in the beginning of November.
Yeah,
is that about right, Papa Stroh?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Good. And you'll get us those dates and everything so that we can all pile in there to the Django film archive and watch it. So yeah, you'll let us know those dates and times, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And big ups and big thanks to you all and everyone listening for their support.
It'll be a lot of fun. That'll be great. So Lorette, we look forward to what you're going to be doing with us down here with our cryptids and with our, with our legends and our folklore. Now, you're obviously attached to legends and folklore because you're coming down here to Lizard Man. Where does that come from? Where in your background, in your life? I can talk about me. I love Lizard Man and things like this because of horror films that I used to watch. Where does your love for this come?
Well, my favorite TV show when I was a kid was Night Stalker.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So that might tell you
girl.
Something. Yeah, it was my favorite show. So I think really that started it. I just love that. And in San Francisco, where I grew up, we had Creature Features. I watched that a lot, too. But not the horror, like chainsaw massacre stuff. I don't like that. I don't write that, and I can't watch it. I'll close my eyes. So.
I like
the tamer things. I'm a girly girl. So.
But you like,
well, there's nothing to
you.
It. It's just gore, you know.
Yeah,
that's true.
No, yeah, definitely. Darren McGavin was amazing in that show. I have him on DVD. I watch him all the time. I just think that was an amazing show. And it was groundbreaking back then.
It really was. It was 10 o'clock. What was it, 10 o'clock on Saturday night? And they expected no one to watch it. It became one of the most popular shows on television.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It really did. And why on earth don't we have it? Well, I guess we'll have it. Now, one thing you mentioned, the Creature Feature. Because at the Lizard Man Festival, we're going to have the Kilted Creature from the Black Lagoon. He's a guy. He dresses up as the creature from the Black Lagoon, and he has a kilt on. He plays bagpipes. He plays electric guitar. And you are going to meet someone that I hope that you will enjoy you know, maybe putting into some of the things that you do. But we got some really neat people coming in. And now the Kilted Creature is going to be a star of the Lizard Man Music Festival, which is on Friday night, June the 10th, at the Button Man Nashville West. No, I'm sorry, Nashville East. What's it called? It's like a huge thing. It's called Nashville East. And it's a wonderful place. They have bluegrass, they have banjos, they have everything on Friday night, but they're going to open themselves up on Saturday so that we can have great music. We're going to have bluegrass again there. We're also going to have the Kilted Creature. So I tell you what, we're going to make sure that you get to meet some of these neat musicians. We're going to have Antler Hill Arts. They do a lot of neat things. So hopefully you'll like some of the artists that we have here from the Southeast, and you can maybe incorporate them in your films.
Right. Well, that would be great. And everybody has to come out to the festival and hang out with us, right?
They have to. They should.
Most definitely.
If I can fly
especially
out from San Francisco, everybody over there can come out, right?
Can. And now one thing I guess I had not spoken with you about, but I'm going to go ahead and ask you first of all right now. On Friday from 2 to 6, we're going to have an autograph session with Lyle Blackburn, Papa Stroh, with all of our stars, Greg Bell Watson. And so bring some of your films, bring some of your stuff, and let people enjoy it. We're going to be at the South Carolina Cotton Museum. And we're going to have a blast. So I want you to bring some of your stuff, let people see it. We'll have a monitor, and we'll have a good time.
Okay, well, the films are not filmed yet, so I can't really bring a script. I'm not sure what I could bring. My comic book's sold out. I have, like, one copy of each one of them. Not sure what I could bring, but be there.
You're a smart lady, and you'll bring something, and we'll have a good time. So 2 to 6 on Friday. I know I'm putting you terribly on the spot, but that's okay. We Lorette, we always put our friends on the spot. Is that okay?
Oh, okay.
Hey, I'm enjoying this, by the way. This is fun.
I know David's enjoying this.
I'm going to suggest some 4x7s or something like this, 5x8s. Sign those.
Hey, I will make sure that she has something there. So.
Oh, really?
Good.
Okay.
Thank you, David.
The responsibility is now on David, then.
I'm waiting for the phone call after this is over. This is going to be great.
Well, David, we're glad you're part of the family now, and it's going to be a blast. But, you know, a lot of people are coming. We have had hundreds of people inquire about the Lizard Man Festival. And the fact that the two of you are coming, we've got Reggie Fullwood, who just finished his film, Creature from Scape Orb. He's got a film.
Yeah, I want to see that. I'm excited to see that film.
Well, he's going to be bringing a trailer, but he'll be there talking, and hopefully we'll be doing a complete filming, you know, of this around October or November at South Carolina Cotton Museum. And so
great,
but they'll be there. We're gonna have a lot of folks there. It's gonna be fun. So just glad you're gonna be there. And now, David, are you gonna be there with us?
I wasn't planning on it, but apparently it looks like I'm going to be going now, so...
Oh, really?
I appreciate you guys. Yeah, neither did I until we had this interview.
Okay, that's cool.
Nice job, guys.
Well...
Sweet.
Peer pressure.
I will be there.
That's great. You'll be there with a lot of people, so we're going to have fun. So,
oh, absolutely.
First of all, I got to say, you know, thanks to everyone that's being on here tonight. We learned something from Papa Stroh's show, WCW Retro. Everybody gets to do a plug at the end. So we always start with our hosts and then with our guests. So first of all, Dave Atwell, what have you got to plug tonight?
Yes, sir. Just doing the Hunger series, Robbing Frontier, Revelations, don't even know my own books, and Ripper. Right there in a row. They are available on Amazon and at HouseCrimsonPublishing.com. And got Father's Day right around the corner. Some good reading. Trust me, I know the guy who wrote it. So check it out. The Hunger series, Amazon by Dave Atwell. Outside of that, just plan on continue to work on the art, work on the writing, and in between working the 60-hour weeks, going back to keeping the lights on. And from there, we'll just keep hitting the shows and keep writing and keep pushing. You know, like we say, it always takes 10 years to be overnight success. So we're going to keep at it.
You're 100% right on that. Well, that's great. All right. All right. Todd Saxon, you still with us?
I am, sir.
What you got to promote tonight?
Oh, you know, I'm going to give some love to June 2nd there in Jacksonville. The biggest thing about that is I'm not going to be there, and it's going to be really hard for me knowing that. But given how good last year was, I think the Jacksonville Comic-Con is going to pretty much go supernova this year. So you guys rock it out and know that I'm there with you in spirit.
Well, we'll have you there on Skype. How about that?
Most definitely. Absolutely.
That'll work.
Absolutely. It'll be great. It'll be great. And thanks for being here tonight as your inaugural evening as a co-host with us. We're always glad to have you. And we'll see you next week, of course, because you're up in around the Indianapolis area. And thanks for being with us, and you're always with us in spirit, and you're here with us every week on Comic-Con Stars. All right, so now, Lorette, what have you got to plug?
Well, I guess both David and I have encryptedentertainment.net. You can just go over there and see us. And when we do start our YouTube channel, it will be up on there. I'm guessing late October, maybe Halloween-ish.
Nice.
And that's about it.
That's great. Well, now I tell you what, when you get that started, I hope that the two of you will come here on Comic-Con Stars and we'll blow it out. How's that?
That would be great. And we also want to interview you so you guys can be on our show.
Oh, my God. That feels so much better.
That's scary. Okay. That's a scary guess. All right. Well, that's great. Well, thanks a lot. And Dave, what do you have to plug?
Hey, you know, there's no plugs. It's just my thing is it's for those of people who are, you know, who are trying, keep writing. It's just, you know, it will happen. So just keep pushing. It will happen. It's just putting positivity out there.
You got it. That's 100% right.
Absolutely.
And I guess,
yep.
I guess this is Dr. John saying, I've got everything to plug. I've got Comic-Con Stars. We've got Scary Cast. We have got, of course, WCW Retro every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Papa Stroh had to disappear from view because he is doing a table read for this massive, massive internet show that he's working on called Dusk. And it is becoming very popular, and one of our best friends, Ronald Rossman, producer, director, and writer, we just cannot say enough good things about those folks. So that's what Papa Stroh is doing. We're glad that he left a few minutes early so he could go to work and be the star of Dusk. And so all I got to say is thanks so much to Lorette, to Dave, to Papa Stroh, to Dave Atwell, to Todd, and we're just glad to have everybody here with us. Every week we have fun. We'll be back, God forbid, unless the world collapses. We'll be back next week. So thanks, Lorette and Dave. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Papa Stroh, who is there doing his table read in Charlotte, and all that. So have a great evening, and Comic-Con stars, we've had a good time. And guess what? We'll see everybody next week, okay?
All right. Big love,
Drew. Thank you.
Absolutely. Good night, everybody.
Have a good night. Peace out, everybody.
We love all of you. Take care. And you know what? I guess the British lady, oh, my goodness, she might come on. Thanks a lot. Good night, Todd.
Good night,
Dave.
Good night.
Bye.
You guys have dinner.